Remember, Piaget talked about children as solitary learners. The focus was on the child interacting with materials, and the learning arose from that. On the other hand, to Vygotsky, all learning is social. In fact, the Vygotskian classroom puts children in cooperative learning, mixed ability groups, because Vygotsky believed that children benefited by interacting with more capable people. Learning is embedded in a cultural context, and children play, think, and use materials or tools in ways that are culturally relevant. Piaget wrote about discovery learning. The child discovered, and we shouldn't rob him or her of the joys of discovery. Vygotsky, on the other hand, said learning is social, and assisted learning allows the more capable others to provide scaffolding. This then helps the child reach levels of performance that he or she wouldn't have reached otherwise. The Vygotskian classroom doesn't just test what a child can do at one point in time, the static, independent level. His classroom assesses children for dynamic assessment, what they are capable of with assistance from another. It looks at the assessment of learning over time. A child's speech is egocentric to Piaget, because children think that everyone hears what they hear and sees what they see. They can't imagine others' perspectives. Whereas to Vygotsky, this same occurrence is called private speech. It helps to regulate them as a self-guiding function. Finally, to Piaget, development preceded learning. To Vygotsky, learning precedes development.